弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们非常感谢主，在这个艰难的时代当中，我们还可以在线上聚会。
We thank the Lord that in this challenging time, we still can meet online.
今天早晨，愿意借着神的恩典，继续交通在罗马书当中所提到圣灵的十个方面，其中之三个方面。
And this morning, by the grace of the Lord, I would like to continue to fellowship.Concerning the work of the Holy Spirit, three of the ten aspects.
在过去的几个主日，林环弟兄和我在罗马书第八章这十个圣灵工作的十个方面当中，已经交通了有七个方面。
And in the past a few Sundays, Brother Juan Lin and myself, and we have a fellowship concerning the work of the Holy Spirit in his seven aspects of his working.
主日许可，今天早晨我们愿意在余下这三个方面有一些简单的交通。
Lord willing, we're going to continue on for the fellowship on the remaining three aspects.
那这三个方面呢，包括神儿子的灵。
And these three aspects includes the spirit of a sonship.
结果子的灵。
The spirit of fruit bearing.
还有祷告的灵。
And the spirit of prayer.
我们在开始进入一些交通之前，还是有一些祷告。
Before we start fellowshipping, we still have a, we like have a time of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, how much do we want to thank you?
早晨你赐给我们饼杯。
And this morning you have given us a bread and a cup.
让我们在饼杯里边再次看见你何等坚强的爱。
And in the bread and the cup, once again, we see your such an undying love.
我们要活在这个爱的同在当中。
We need to continue to live in this love.
我们求你的圣灵在接下来这段时间继续在我们中间工作。
We ask your Holy Spirit continue to work in the following time.
求圣灵是怜悯做工在我们心里。
We ask the Holy Spirit to grant us a mercies to work among us.
虽然我们是在线上聚会。
Even we are gathering together online.
我们求你的圣灵做无往不透的工作。
We ask the Holy Spirit will do the work that is not limited.
把你丰盛的同在临到每个家庭当中。
So that your abundant presence will be in each and every household.
也祝福在网上所有聚会所需要这些技术问题。
And we also look upon you then to provide for all the technical needs.
我们也求你若过人的软弱，亲自借着圣灵对我们的心说话。
We also ask you to go beyond our weaknesses to the Holy Spirit directly speak to us.
把你自己更多的显明在我们中间。
And reveal more of yourself in us.
求你的工作能够早日成就。
May your work be done.
主啊，我们求你祝福下边这段时间。
Lord, we ask you to bless the following time.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们实在是感谢赞美主。
We really thank the Lord.
我们知道神赐给我们圣灵是一个非常大的一个恩典。
We know that it is a great grace that the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是主在地上一切工作的，他的是一个执行者。
And the Holy Spirit is the executors of all the work of the Lord on earth.
我们可以这样说，没有圣灵就没有属灵的生活和服事。
And we can say this, without the Holy Spirit, we would not have the spiritual life or spiritual service.
也就没有属灵的实际。
And there will be no spiritual reality.
在主耶稣基督离开这个世界的时候。
Before the Lord left this world.
在他33年半工作结束的时候，他对门徒讲了许多关于圣灵非常重要的话。
And after his 33 years of a public ministry, and he says something very important concerning the Holy Spirit.
那今天早晨我们要看约翰福音当中的几处记载。
And this morning we would like to look at a few recordings in the Gospel according to John.
在约翰福音第14章16节，主说，我要求父，父就另外要赐给你们一位宝惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
John 14 verse 16, the Lord says that, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper that he may be with you forever.
就是真理的圣灵乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他， 因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里边。
That is the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and will be in you.
主在这里边说呢，是他求父，父就要赐给我们一位保惠师。
And the Lord says here, he will ask the Father and the Father will give us another comforter.
所以我们知道圣灵是神所赐给我们的一件非常宝贵的礼物。
And therefore we know that the Holy Spirit is a precious gift given by the Father.
因为主告诉他的门徒，也告诉全部所有信他的人。
And because the Lord told his disciples and all who believe in him.
他不留下我们做孤儿。
He will not leave us as orphans.
所以他要赐下这位圣灵，要永远与我们同在。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit will be given to be with us forever.
这位圣灵就是真理的圣灵。
And this spirit is the spirit of truth.
是只有能够那些有他自己生命的人能够接受的。
And that he can only be received by those who have the life of the Lord.
我们不但接受他，我们能够认识他。
Not only could we receive him, but we could also know him.
并且呢，他要常与我们同在。
And he will be with us forever.
是住在我们里边。
And he will be in us.
我们知道在旧约的时代，神的工作是也是借着圣灵来完成，但并不是常与他们同在。
We know that the work of God under the old covenant was also done by the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit was not always with them.
但是在新约，这是一个奇妙的恩典，是主耶稣基督的圣灵要住在我们里边，要常与我们同在。
But under the new covenant, it is such a special grace and wonderful grace that he will be with us and also in us.
他是要完成神的工作。
He is to accomplish the work of God.
也是要为着圣徒的益处。
And that is also for the edification of the saints.
所以在约翰福音第16章第7节，主接着说，然而我讲真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益处的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来。
Therefore, the Lord continued to say in John 16 verse 7, But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
所以圣灵来是为着我们的益处的。
So the coming of the Holy Spirit is for our benefit.
我们所有这些属灵的实际都是要在圣灵的带领下，我们所有所在神面前所得的基业都是在圣灵的里边所得着印证。
And all the spiritual reality need to be led by the Holy Spirit to get into, and then all the inheritance need to be possessed by the Holy Spirit.
主接着在16章的第8节说，他既来就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
And continue, the Lord says in verse 8 that he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and the righteousness and the judgment.
这里边讲到圣灵这些具体工作。
And here it talks about the concrete work of the Holy Spirit.
为罪是让我们里边能够得着光照。
And it is concerning sin, and that means that we should receive light in us.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹们之所以能够信主，是因为圣灵在我们里边做了光照。
And all brothers and sisters, that we could believe in the Lord, it is because of enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道我们是一个罪人。
Therefore, we come to know that we are sinners.
我们可以在神面前得着这个恩典，赦罪的恩典。
And we can receive the grace of forgiveness before God.
这是我们一个得救的开始，也是一个根基。
And that is the beginning and also the foundation of our salvation.
主说也是要为着为义。
And the Lord says that it is also concerning righteousness.
他说为义呢，是因为他要回到父的那里边去。
And it is because he was to return to the Father.
当主耶稣基督在地上完成了他的工作，要回到父那里去的时候。
When the Lord finished his work on earth, he was about to return to the Father.
他得胜了死亡。
And he overcame death.
他胜过了仇敌各样的权势。
And he overcame all the authorities and the power of the enemy.
在十字架上完成了神的工作，要回到父的那里去。
And he finished the work on the cross and he was to return to the Father.
他之所以能够回到父那里去，这件事情就证明了神的义。
And the reason why he could return to the Father, it proves that he, the righteousness of God.
因为圣经告诉我们说，这义在福音上就显明了出来。
Because the Bible says that the righteousness is manifest in the gospel.
当主耶稣基督在地上完成了神的工作的时候，证明了神是那位公义的神。
When the Lord Jesus finished work on earth, it proves that our God is a righteous God.
他断不以有罪的为无罪。
He will never consider the sinful as a sinless.
他是一位慈爱的神，然而他是公义圣洁的神。
And he is the God of love, but he is also a righteous and holy God.
有罪的他必须审判。
He has to judge sins.
然而我们这些蒙怜悯的人没有经历这个可怕的审判。
And yet for us who have received my mercies will not go through this judgment.
是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们承担了审判。
It is because our Lord Jesus Christ bore that judgment on the cross.
因此这个福音就显明了神的义。
Therefore the gospel is manifesting the righteousness of God.
耶稣基督在地上的生活也表明了基督的义。
And our Lord Jesus Christ's life on earth also manifested the righteousness of Christ.
因为他在地上33年半以人的形式生活在这个地上。
And because he lived as a man on earth for 33 and a half years.
然而他从来没有犯罪。
And yet he never committed a sin.
在他的生命性情当中没有罪。
There is no sin in his life or in his nature.
因此他可以为着我们的罪在十字架上付上赎价。
Therefore, he was able to pay the cost of our sins on the cross.
当这一切都完成，他要回到父的那边去的时候。
When all this was accomplished, he was about to return to the Father.
他已经把神的义和耶稣基督的义都显明了出来。
He manifested the righteousness of God and also the righteousness of Christ.
主也说呢，是为着审判。
And the Lord also says here is concerning judgment.
因为这个世界都一同被钉在十字架上。
Because the entire world has been crucified on the cross.
当主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们流血舍命的时候。
When our Lord Jesus Christ bled and died on the cross for us.
他胜过了死亡。
He overcame death.
也审判了撒旦。
He also judged Satan.
所以圣经告诉我们说他打破了仇敌家长的头。
Therefore, the Bible says that he broke the head of the enemy.
所以也是为着审判他来到这个地上。
He came to this world also for the sake of a judgment.
所以为着因着这些我们可以在神面前蒙恩。
For the sake of this, we could receive grace before God.
主接着在约翰福音的第16章第13节说只等到真理的圣灵来要引你们明白或者是进入一切的真理。因为他不是凭自己说的乃是把他所听见的都说出来并要将这些事告诉你们。
And the Lord continued to say in verse 13 that when he, the spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak.And he will disclose to you what is to come.
他告诉我们说圣灵要荣耀他的自己。
And here, it says that the Holy Spirit will glorify the Lord himself.
这是圣灵在地上所做的工作。
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit on earth.
我们有许多的事情包括那时候的门徒主说你们都不明白。
And there's many things, including the disciples at that time, and they couldn't understand.
但是真理的圣灵来他要引导我们明白并且是更多是进入这些真理。
But when the Holy Spirit comes, he will make us understand these things, but here also says that he will lead us into all the truth.
所以圣灵在地上的工作就是要完成主在地上所做的工作。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit's work on earth is to realize what has been done by our Lord on earth.
这个工作的中心使我们能够得救使我们能够成圣能够向主。
And the center of that work is for our salvation, for our sanctification, and for us to be like Christ.
使主的名能够得着荣耀。
So that the name of the Lord will be glorified.
所以我们看见圣灵在这里面的工作是何等的重要。
And therefore we can see such an important work the Holy Spirit is doing.
感谢主，保罗在罗马书第八章把这些重要的工作用十个方面非常详细的来向我们描述。
And we thank the Lord, Apostle Paul, talking about the 10 aspects of the work of the Holy Spirit in detail in Romans chapter 8.
那今天我们要看的第一个方面是神是儿子的灵。
And the first aspect we would like to look at is the spirit of sonship.
我们来看一下罗马书第八章的第十五和十六节到十七节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8 from verse 15 to verse 17.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
And for you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God.
既是儿女便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him.
在这里边圣经所讲到这个儿子的心，这个心它的原文也可以叫做灵。
And here it talk about the spirit of sonship or spirit of sons.
我们所得着的乃是一个儿子的灵。
And what we have received is a spirit of sons.
也就是说这个是不仅仅是一个关系，是在我们人的最深处的一个实际。
And here you talk about not only a relationship, but also a reality in depth.
我们非常感谢神，我们借着圣灵重生和神呢有一个这样爱和生命的关系。
And we thank God because through the rebirth of the Holy Spirit, we have this relationship of life and love.
约翰福音的第一章的第十二和十三节告诉我们说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，就赐他权柄做神的儿女。
And in John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to be children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Who are born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
我们作为神的儿女是从神生的。
And we are born of God, so that we are children of God.
所以我们和他有一个生命的关系。
Therefore, we have this life relationship with him.
我们跟神之间的关系不是相信一套理论，或者是拜一个什么偶像。
And our relationship was not built on by believing a set of doctrines or a worship of idols.
我们乃是跟他有一个生命的关系，我们是由他生的。
And yet we have this life relationship with him because we were born of him.
因此我们可以称天上的神为我们的阿巴父。
Therefore we can call the God who is in heaven as our Abba, Abba Father.
这个阿巴父是这个犹太话语当中称父的一个非常亲密的称呼。
And Abba Father in the original language is a very intimate represent a very intimate relationship.
在每个民族的言语当中都有不同的这种亲切的称呼。
And in every language, in every and race, there's this intimate calling of the father.
比如说在英文当中我们听见孩子们叫我们 daddy, daddy.
Therefore, in English, we have a kids called us a daddy, daddy.
那在中文当中我们不同的地区可能要叫爸还有叫爹或者阿爸的也有。
And in Chinese, it depends on which region you are from. You may call 爸、爹 or 阿爸 too.
但无论如何，这都是一个非常最亲密的一个称呼。
And no matter what, these callings is very intimate.
弟兄姐妹们，这个是不是我们生活当中的实际？
Brothers and sisters, is that a reality in our daily life?
我们的天上的父，他离我们不远。
Our Heavenly Father is not that far away from us.
他是我们亲爱的父亲。
He is our dear Father.
他在我们生活当中 的每个角落当中。
And He is in every corner in our daily life.
在我们所有这些生活的细节当中。
In every detail in our daily walk.
我们不是一这是一个宗教的关系。
We are not in this religious relationship.
也不是一个拜偶像的关系。
And it is no idol worshipping.
如果你去观察这些关系的时候，就会发现他们和他们所拜的是敬而远之的一个关系。
If you look at those relationships, they are trying to keep a distance from their quote-unquote gods.
我们的天父呢，也是要与我们天天亲近的关系。
And yet our Father is trying to draw near to us day by day.
我们可以随时来到他的面前。
We can come to him at any time.
把我们心中最深处的感觉和他交通。
We can outpour our deepest feelings to him.
我们把我们最大的需要告诉他。
And we can tell him about our greatest needs.
他要像父亲一样用爱膀臂来拥抱我们。
And he will embrace us with the loving arms just like a father.
要除去我们各样的恐惧和痛苦。
And he will remove all the fears or sorrows in us.
用他大能的膀臂在凡事上来帮助我们。
He will help us with almighty arms in everything.
无论在任何的环境当中，他都不离开我们。
He will never depart from us in whatever circumstances.
我们可能经历这个世上的艰难。
We may be going through the difficulties in this world.
但是他要赐给我们力量、平安，是胜过环境。
And yet he is to grant us strength and peace which will surpass in our circumstances.
因为他是一位全能的阿爸天父。
Because he is the almighty Abba Father.
我们不仅和他有这样一个爱的生命的关系。
Not only do we have this relationship of life and love with him.
保罗在这里边这个儿子的灵他用了一个非常特别的词叫做是一个领养这个词的原文的意思是领养的意思。
And here Paul says in Romans 8, he used a very special word here, and it talked about the spirit of sons of adoption.
这个让我们觉得有些特别。
And it seems a little bit peculiar to us.
我们既然已经是由神所生的，那为什么还要这里边提到这个领养的这件事情呢？
Since we already are born of God, why the adoption is mentioned here?
我们知道整本的罗马书是 一卷非常充满着逻辑还有许多法律词汇的书。
And we know that the book of Romans is filled with logics and also the legal terms.
在罗马的这个国度当中。
And in Roman Empire back then.
是一个非常讲究法治的国家。
And you,
制度。
And it was a nation, it was a country of law.
它有非常许多非常严格而且又详细的法律。
And they had a very strict and a very clear laws back then.
包括在领养这件事情上也有非常详细的法律。
And there was also a very detailed laws concerning adoption.
我们年长的弟兄告诉我们说在一个孩子要从一个家庭被领养到另外一个家庭。
And our elderly brother mentioned to us that if a child was to be adopted from one family to another,
要经过了一个非常严格的、详细的这个法律程序。
And they have to go through this very strict and clear legal process.
其中呢，有三次是好像是用天平做交易一样。
And three times they would just the trading is just like use a scale.For a trade.
第一次结束的时候他双方都可以反悔。
So after the first round, and both parties could withdraw from the deal.
第二次结束的时候还是可以反悔。
And even for the second round, they could do the same.
但是当第三次结束的时候就已经不能够再反悔。
So after you have a, after you have gone through the three rounds, then there is no way for you to withdraw from that deal.
并且这个过程要有七个见证人。
And also through the legal process, they have to have seven witnesses.
当这个过程结束，这个法律过程结束之后。
After the, at the conclusion of that legal process.
这个孩子就到了新的父家。
And the child was adopted into the new family.
并且他享有这个新的父家所有合法的权利。
And he would inherit, have all the legal rights of his new family.
是他在这个新的父家做儿子拥有一切的合法的权利。
And he will have all the legal rights as a son in the new family.
他的权利是受法律保护和约束的。
And his rights will be protected and constrained by the legal power.
父亲可以管教他。
And the father could discipline him.
但是不能够不要他，是不合法的。
But the father could not forsake him because that would be illegal.
我们非常感谢神。
We really thank God.
我们的神是守约是慈爱的神。
Because our God is a covenant keeping God.
他与我们立约。
And he made a covenant with us.
本来是他不需要立约的，他不需要受约束的，因为他是守约是慈爱的。
And actually he was not, he should not be limited by any covenants because he is a covenant keeping God.
但是为了我们的缘故，为了我们心里边的平安，他要与我们立约。
And, but for the sake of us, to give us a peace so that he would like to make a covenant with us.
同样他也要我们的儿子名分要在法律上是完全合法。
And by the same token, he wants us rise as a son to be completely legal.
所以当有一天撒旦来控告我们的时候。
So when, if a Satan is to accuse us.
说我们不配的是神的儿女。
And he may say that we are not worthy and to be called a son of God.
我们心里边也知道我们不配。
And in our heart, we also know our unworthiness.
但是我们可以告诉撒旦，这是合法的。
And yet we can say to Satan that it is all legal.
我们可以告诉他，是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所成就的救恩。
It is all based on the salvation accomplished by our Lord on the cross.
他完全合乎了神圣洁公义的法律。
He have met all the requirements of a law and a righteousness and the holiness of God.
我们这个儿子的名分不仅里边有爱，还有合法的成分。
So for us as adopted sons, that we can see not only love, but also there's a legal part of it.
我们实在是要为这个感谢神。
And we really need to thank God for this.
当我们里边这个感觉可能淡的时候，但是呢，这个法律是不会消灭。
Even sometimes our feeling may fade away, and yet the law will not go.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们已经得了这个名分，是不能够被更改。
Brothers and sisters, we already have the position as sons, and that will never be changed.
圣灵要与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit will testify with our spirit that we are indeed children of God.
弟兄姐妹们，盼望着圣灵真实的把这个做工在我们的里边。
Brothers and sisters, we truly hope that the Holy Spirit will realize that in us.
这是我们能够在人生当中经过任何风暴、任何艰难环境当中的根基。
And that will be the foundation for us to go through all the life storms.
知道我们是属于神的儿女。
Knowing that we are children of God.
任何的东西都不能够改变。
Knowing that nothing could change that.
我们都知道有一位弟兄，非常熟悉的一位弟兄是约翰卫斯理弟兄。
And we know a brother that is familiar to all of us, that is a brother John Wesley.
他是在18世纪英国神重用的一个仆人。
He was a servant of God greatly used in the 18th century.
在1735年的时候，他要来美国这边服侍。
In the year 1735, he came to America to serve.
那当然他要坐船经过大西洋。
And of course, he was on the boat over the ocean of Atlantic.
那他当时所坐的那艘船并不是一个非常最大的一个船。
And the ship he was on was not a big ship.
神在这个整个这个旅行当中让他们经历了一次非常大的风暴。
God allowed them to go through a big storm during that voyage.
那这艘并不是特别大的船在这个大风暴当中被风摇曳几乎丧命。
And so for that ship, which was not so big and was tossed up and down, so it was almost capsized during that storm.
在这些船上的所有人都非常的惊慌。
And for all the people on the ship were very panicky.
但是这个船上有一群人，他们是摩尔维亚的弟兄姐妹。
And yet, there was a group of people on the ship, they were Moravian brethren.
是从德国来的。
And they came from Germany.
当暴风雨正猛烈的时候。
And when the storm was at its fiercest.
威斯里弟兄观察到这群人包括他们的孩子姊妹年轻人他们都不惧怕。
And Brother Wesley noticed that this group of people that there were no fear in them including their young people and even the children.
他们坐在一起唱诗歌。
They sat together singing hymns.
风浪越大的时候。
And when the storm was raging severely.
那个德语的诗歌的声音也变得越大。
And the voice of song singing was greater.
当这个风暴过去了之后。
And after the storm was passed.
威斯里弟兄心中的风暴没有办法停止。
And yet there was a great storm in Wesley's heart.
他不明白为什么在这个艰难的环境当中他也同样是非常的惧怕。
And he couldn't understand why he was in fear in such a difficult situation.
而这些摩尔维亚的弟兄姐妹们却毫无惧怕。
And yet there was no fear among the Moravian people.
所以他就去问他们说你们真的是不害怕吗？
And therefore he came to ask them, really, you were not afraid at all?
他们说我们不怕。
And they said no.
你们的孩子姊妹们也都不害怕吗？
And so there's no fear in your wives and sisters and also children?
是的，他们也不害怕。
No, they were not afraid.
所以他就和这个当时他们带领的一位弟兄叫 Spansberger 有些交通。
And therefore he has some fellowship with the leading brother, the brother Spansberger.
那 Spansberger 呢就问他两个问题。
And the brother Spansberger asked Wesley two questions.
那第一个问题是说你是不是在你里边对自己有见证？你这个见证是不是坐在你的里边？
The first question is whether you have this testimony within you.
那第二个问题呢就是说神的灵是不是和你的灵同证？你是神的儿女。
And the second question was whether the Spirit of God testified with your spirit that you are indeed a child of God.
这件事情在威斯里弟兄的生命里边产生了巨大的影响。
And that had a great impact on Wesley's life.
从此他开始让圣灵在他里边和他的灵同证他是神的儿女。
From that point on, and he came to realize the Holy Spirit of God, Holy Spirit testified with his own spirit that he was a child of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是一个非常重要的圣灵的明证。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important evidence of the Holy Spirit.
我们生活在一个非常动荡的世界当中。
And we are living in this tumultuous world today.
我们都知道过去的两年。
We know that in the past 2 years,
但是我前边的光景是什么我们还不清楚。
And we still don't know what is ahead.
但圣经告诉我们说呢还会有更大的考验更大的试炼。
And the Bible tells us that there will be more trials, bigger tests coming.
我们能够在这些环境当中站立必须认识到我们是神的儿女。
We have to recognize that we are children of God in order for us to stand in such circumstances.
有一位爱我们的天父。
We have a father who loves us.
他是我们的阿爸。
He is our Abba.
他掌管着整个宇宙, 掌管着人类的历史和命运。
And he is in control of the entire universe and also human history.
他要用他的爱的臂膀来覆庇我们。
He wants to cover us with his loving arms.
这是我们能够面对将来任何环境考验的根基。
And that will be the foundation for us to face any potential future trials.
在我们里边要有一个确据，我们不但与神有这样一个爱的关系。
In us, we should have this assurance that not only do we have this loving relationship with the Father,
有个生命的关系。
And we have this life of, relationship of life.
这个关系并且是合因着主耶稣基督的血合乎神圣洁公义的法律。
And that relationship is lawful according to the blood of the Lord.
我们是神的儿女，是没有任何的事情可以挪去。
And we are children of God that cannot be shaken or removed by anything else.
这个儿子的名分要给我们带来一个自由的荣耀。
The spirit of adoption as sons will give us a freedom, glorious freedom.
并且呢，让我们能够和耶稣基督一同做后嗣。
And that would also made us as a co-heirs with Christ.
这是一个何等荣耀的一个想法，我们要和耶稣基督一同做后嗣，要承受阿爸天父所赐给我们的产业。
And that is such a glorious thought that we will be a co-heirs of with Christ Jesus and to receive all the inheritance the Father is to give to us.
圣经告诉我们说，这个产业在耶稣基督里有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And the Bible tells us that it is such a glory, and it is such a glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
我们不但要成为儿子，我们还要成为一个长大的儿子。
Not only are we to be sons, but we need to be mature sons.
能够关心神的家。
And so that we may be mindful of God's household.
在新年的时候，那个主日，我们的弟兄提醒我们，主耶稣基督12岁的时候进入圣殿。
So on the first Sunday of New Year, our brother remind us that our Lord Jesus Christ came to the temple when he was 12 years old.
以神的事为念。
And he was occupied by the business of the Father.
我们要长大，也要开始以神的事为念。
As we continue to grow, we also need to be mindful of the business of God.
我们自己长大的过程当中，我们都有这样一些经历，我们开始慢慢的以父家的事为念。
And in our own growing process, we all have this experience that we gradually come to realize the business of the Father.
我还记得我们孩子小的时候，上小学的时候。
I still remember when our kids were young.
有一天我的儿子从学校回来，拿回来一个小的这个收音机。
And my son brought a toy radio from school one day.
他是在这个学校里边得的。
And he won the award.
得的奖赏。
He won the award.
Yeah. 所以他非常高兴地回来说，啊，爸爸，我们这个可以在家里，可以放在家里用了。
And he said, oh, Father, we can play this radio at home.
那一件事情对我其实留下了非常深刻的印象。不仅仅是当然我们为他高兴。
And that actually left a deep impression on me. Not only were we happy for him.
那是因为他开始有一个概念，就是有一个为着这个家的概念，为这个家着想的概念。
But he has this thought concerning the household.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神盼望我们能够成为长成的儿女，我们要关心父的家。
And brothers and sisters, our Father wants us to become a grown up children and child and children to be mindful of a household of God.
第二个方面，今天要交通第二个方面是结果子的灵。
And the second aspect we'd like to fellowship on is the spirit of a fruit bearing.
在罗马书八章二十三节告诉我们说，就是我们有圣灵出结果子的。
And in Romans chapter 8 verse 23 it talks about we are to bear fruit of the spirit.
我们一提到圣灵的果子，当然我们就要提到加拉太书。
And when we mention the fruit of the Spirit, we need to come to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章从19节到一直到24节告诉我们这个关乎圣灵的果子。
So from Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to verse 24, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit.
其实从19节呢一直到21节这时候是讲到我们这个旧人里边的这些性情。
And actually, from verse 19 to verse 21, it talks about the traits of our old man.
比如说情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸人、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、竞争、嫉妒、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、记恨、醉酒、荒宴等事。
And it talks about, now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, faction, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like this.
那这里边大概一共列了15个不同的特性。
And there are 15 things listed here.
我曾经觉得呢，如果一个人有这，如果有这其中几样，就是一个大概是很坏的人。
And I actually feel that if a person possesses a few traits of this, and the person is a bad person.
那如果有全部这些呢，就是可能是最坏的。
And if it's, he has all the traits here, that person is a worst person yet.
但是随着信主的年龄增加，圣灵在我里边让我时时看见，其实这些就是旧人的特征。
And yet, as I continue to grow in the Lord, the Holy Spirit allowed me to see that this is but the traits of the old man.
是在我们里边都有的。
And we all have these traits in us.
只是有些呢在环境当中没有表现出来。
But some of them might not be manifested in our circumstances.
但是实际上它是我生命里边的旧人里边的性质。
And yet, those are the characteristics of my old life.
圣灵借着十字架的工作，我们弟兄交通十字架有致死的工作，是要除去这些。
And the Holy Spirit through the work of the cross and is to put to death the deeds of the things.
并且呢，圣灵要把他自己生命的性情，就是圣灵所结的果子，添加给我们。
And also the Holy Spirit is to add his own nature and the fruit of the Spirit in us.
那这些果子是记载在22节和23节。
And the fruit of the Spirit is recorded in verse 22 and 23.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
并且保罗说这些事情没有律法禁止，这些事情不在律法之下。
And Paul also says here, against such a thing, there is no law. These things are not under law.
因为我们知道整个加拉太书里边保罗非常详细的交通了关乎律法与新生命的关系。
And because we know that Paul talked in details in Galatians concerning the relationship between the new life and the law.
主来不是为了废去律法，这些一点一划都不能够废去。
And the Lord came is not to abolish the law, because one stroke of law cannot be removed.
但是要在更高的层次上来成就神的律法。
And yet God's law is to be fulfilled at a higher level.
旧约的律法是写在石板上的。
And the law under the old covenant was written on a stone tablet.
新约是主耶稣基督要成就的，是写在新版上的，是更高的律法。
And yet the new covenant, the work of the Lord was is accomplishing is written in the tablet of our hearts.
是借着我们这个新的生命来活出来的。
That is to be lived out through our new life.
所以圣灵就借着致死用他十字架的工作和在结果子的灵两方面一同来工作，要把这个旧的生命性情除去，新的生命性情加给我们。
Therefore, the Lord is to do this twofold work in us through the cross to remove the new old life and also through the Holy Spirit to add a new nature into us.
但是圣灵的工作常常是温柔的，他并不强迫。
And yet the work of the Holy Spirit is gentle, and he will not force upon us.
就像当初他给人尊严，给人自由选择的权利。
Just like in the beginning, he will give us this dignity to give us a free will of choosing.
当我们信主之后，圣灵的工作仍然是一个温柔，用一个微小的声音对我们说话。
And after we have been saved, the Holy Spirit continues his gentle work in us through his still small voice.
所以我们信主之后，好像我们就被圣灵所包围，圣灵住在我们里边。
And after we believe in the Lord, we have been covered by the Spirit. The Spirit is also in us.
有人做了一个比喻。
And someone gave this analogy.
好像一个瓶子或者是一个器皿被扔在一个大海洋里。
And it's just like a vessel and or a bottle thrown into a big ocean.
这个器皿代表我们自己，海洋代表圣灵。
And the bottle, the vessel representing ourselves and the ocean representing the Holy Spirit.
我们被圣灵所环绕，但是圣灵能不能在我们里边工作呢？
And we are being surrounded by the Holy Spirit, but can the Holy Spirit work in us?
那我们这个瓶子上有一个盖。
And the bottle, there is a cap.
如果我们这个盖不打开的话，圣灵就不能够进到我们的里边去。
But if the cap is not removed, the Holy Spirit cannot enter in us.
我们的心是不是向着神是敞开的？
And is our heart open to God?
我们是不是愿意接受他进入我们的里边，让他在我们里边做主掌权，让我们在我们的生命当中工作？
Are we willing to allow him to enter into our lives, to reign over us, to do his work in our lives?
我们如果没有打开，圣灵就不能够进来工作。
If we are not open to Him, the Holy Spirit cannot work.
我们打开的多一点，圣灵就可以多进来一些。
If we are open a little bit more, the Holy Spirit will enter in with a more capacity.
我们全部打开，圣灵就要浇灌。
If we are fully open to Him, the Holy Spirit will pour in us.
还有另外一方面。
And there's another aspect to it.
就是我们这个容器里边是不是已经被许多的杂质、污泥所充满？
And that is in the vessel, and is there any other debris or other things in?
如果我们的里边是被这些东西所充满，虽然我们愿意打开，但是已经没有余地，没有空间给圣灵了。
And if we are filled with these things, even we are willing to open, there's no room for the Holy Spirit to work.
我们实在是求主要光照我们。
And we truly ask the Lord to enlighten us.
要我们在我们的心灵的深处做监察的工作。
So that we could be examined in the depth of our hearts.
让我们来到他的面前，没有辩解，没有借口，让十字架在我们灵的深处做致死的工作。
And so as we come to him without any reasoning or excuse, so that the Holy Spirit could do the work of the cross in us.
让圣灵可以在我们中间结出果子。
So that the Holy Spirit could bear fruit in us and among us.
那最后这一点是祷告的灵。
The last point is concerning the spirit of a prayer.
罗马书八章二十六节告诉我们说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得怎样祷告，只是圣灵用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
Romans 8:26, it says, In the same way the spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the spirit himself intercedes for us,with the groanings too deep for words.
27节说，监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
And verse 27, it says, And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
圣灵要带领我们进入真正的祷告当中。
The Holy Spirit is to lead us into the true prayer.
祷告是神赐给他儿女的权利，可以说是一个特权。
And prayer is a right and also can also be said a privilege to the children of God.
我们作为神的儿女可以随时随地的来到神的面前。
As a children of God, we can always come to him at any time.
把每件事情可以带到他的面前，求他的帮助。
And we can bring all things before him to ask for his help.
但是我们更要学习，要借着圣灵，在与圣灵配合，明白神他要做什么。
But we also need to learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit to know what he is doing.
在整个这个过程当中，也是学习 把主权交托给他的一个过程。
And the whole process is also a process of letting the Lord have sovereignty over us.
像主耶稣基督在科西马尼园的祷告。
Just like the prayer of our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他说不要照着我的意思乃是要照着你的意思。
And the Lord prayed that not according to my will, but your will.
圣灵要带我们进入更深的祷告不仅仅是我们生活当中的需要。
And the Holy Spirit is to lead us into a deeper prayer that is not only concerning our daily needs.
当然这些神都愿意听我们的祷告并且帮助我们。
Of course, for concerning our daily needs, the Lord, our God will listen to our prayers could also help us.
因为他是我们的阿爸父。
Because he is our Abba Father.
并且圣灵要带我们进入明白神的旨意为他的教会为他在末后的时代在地上所要成就的工作祷告。
But the Holy Spirit wants us to lead us to understand the will of God so that we can pray for His church in the end times.
调整我们的脚步调整我们的生活能够进入他的旨意当中。
Adjust our steps, adjust our lives so that we can enter into His will.
使教会仍然在地上能够成为他的见证迎接主的再来。
So that the church could become His testimonies to welcome the returning of our Lord.
祷告要成为我们的生活。
And the prayer should be our life.
好像我们吃饭的时候有的时候偶尔吃到一个非常好的东西我们让我们记忆很久。
And if we eat something delicious, probably that we would have a long memory of that.
但是在很多的时候我们这个一日三餐家常便饭好像没有什么特别但是也是非常重要的。
For our three meals a day, and probably most of them are pretty ordinary, but every one of them is very important.
我们的祷告呢不仅仅像吃饭有的弟兄告诉我们说我们的祷告应该像呼吸应该是更频繁的。
And our prayer is not just like three meals a day, rather it should be our breathing, and it should be more frequent.
所以无论我们在祷告当中有非常大的得着或者是只是一个平常的祷告祷告应该成为我们的生活。
And no matter we would have this great gain receiving in our prayer or just some ordinary prayer, but we should have prayer as our life.
要成为像我们呼吸一样不可缺少的。
And that would be indispensable just like our breathing.
让神的旨意能够在我们的祷告生活中成就。
So that the will of God could be accomplished through our prayer life.
我们要来稍微回顾一下。在罗马书第八章当中关于圣灵这十个方面。
And then we would like to have a recap on these 10 aspects of the work of the Holy Spirit in Romans chapter 8.
第一方面是释放的灵。
And the first is the spirit of setting free.
仇敌撒旦他用罪和死作为律来捆绑我们。
And the Satan, the enemy, is using the law of sin and death to bind us.
靠着我们自己是没有能力胜过他。
By ourselves, we cannot overcome that.
然而赐生命圣灵的律在耶稣基督里释放了我们。
And yet, the law of spirit and life set us free in Christ Jesus.
借着神的恩典和大能。
It is by the grace and the might of our God.
第二呢是住在我们心里的灵是内住的灵。
And the second is the spirit of indwelling.
它是一个是在我们里边的是和我们生命紧密连接的一个灵。
And the spirit is in us and is intertwined with us.
是可以随时向着我们说话。
And he can speak to us at any time.
第三点是基督的灵。
And the third is the spirit of Christ.
讲到主耶稣基督来到地上是他的灵是有人性的灵他能够体贴我们所有的难处和需要。
And when our Lord, when the Spirit came, it came with the spirit of humanity, and He can be mindful, of our difficulties and weaknesses.
第四点是复活的灵。
And the fourth is the spirit of resurrection.
使我们得重生，使我们必死的身体活过来。
And so that would make our mortal body alive again.
第五点是致死的灵。
And the fifth is the spirit putting the deeds of a flesh to death.
十字架的工作要除去撒旦旧人和肉体一切的工作。
And the work of the cross will deal with the work by the Satan and our flesh.
第六点是引导的灵。
And the sixth is the spirit of a leading.
他要在凡事上，在每一件事情上，用微小的声音来引导我们。
And he is to lead us in everything through his still small voice.
第七点是我们今天交通的儿子的灵。
And the seventh is the spirit of a sonship.
是在生命和法律的层面上证明我们是神的儿子。
And that proves that we are true sons of God, in life and also in the lawful way.
第八点是结果子的灵。
And the eighth is the spirit of a fruit bearing.
圣灵把主耶稣基督的生命的性情一点一点的加给我们，使我们在地上能够成为他的见证，成为果子。
And the spirit is to continue to add unto us the very nature of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ so that we can bear fruit to testify for him.
第九点是祷告的灵。
And the ninth is the spirit of a prayer.
在凡事上他要借着祷告来引导我们，与我们交通，是一个特权。
And in all things he is to lead us through prayer, and the prayer is our right and privilege.
第十个最后的一个方面是管制的灵，要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
And the tenth is the spirit of a discipline. He is to transform and conform us into the image of God's beloved son.
弟兄姐妹们都知道罗马书第八章是一个荣耀的一章。
And brothers and sisters, we all know that Romans chapter 8 is a chapter of a glory.
因为在这一章当中他告诉我们说神预先所认识的人他要招来。
And because here it says that and for he predestined he has called.
所招来的人要称他们为义。
And these whom he called, he also justified.
所称为义的人要叫他们得荣耀。
And this whom he justified, he also glorified.
要完成神那个荣耀的工作。
He is to accomplish God's glorious work.
31节告诉我们说神若帮助我们谁能抵挡我们呢？
And here in verse 31, it says that if a God is for us, who is against us?
33节告诉我们说谁能控告神所拣选的呢？有神称他们为义了。
Verse 33, it says, who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies.
35节说谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
And verse 35, who will separate us from the love of Christ?
在最后保罗告诉我们说所有这些都不能够要我们与神的爱隔绝。
And here's, Paul says that none of this could separate us from the love of Christ.
因为这爱是在耶稣基督里。
And none of this can separate us from the love of God because that love is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
感谢赞美主，这爱是在耶稣基督里。
We thank our Lord because that love is in Christ Jesus.
他把他自己和所有的爱都赐给了我们。
He has given us himself and all his love.
愿圣灵帮助我们在这些事情上能够经历他。
And pray that the Holy Spirit will help us so that we can experience these things in our lives.
使神荣耀的工作能够成为我们生命的实际。
So that God's glorious work could become a reality in our life.
我们一同有些祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly want to thank you and praise you.
谢谢你赐下宝贵的圣灵。
We thank you for giving us a precious Holy Spirit.
在我们生命当中的每个方面工作。
And he is working in every aspect in our life.
主啊，我们都在你的面前。
Lord, we are all before you.
我们求你做更深的工作。
We ask you to do a deeper work in us.
在这个艰难的时代当中，要我们能够更多的来经历你。
And in this difficult time, we can experience you more.
使这些能够成为我们的实际。
So that all this become our reality.
把荣耀赞美都来归给你。
We want to give you all the praise and worship.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣灵。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.